Let's get fucking weird. All right. We got to entertain these fucking idiots.
And action. Welcome back to another episode of Written and Directed By. I am your host, Harrison Berger, and to my left is Dalton Ibarra, one of the weirdest people I know, actually.
Ow.
Oh, fuck, dude.
What did I do?
I don't know. You're fucking...
out there?
That's for sure. I mean, yeah, you were... you showed your ass in one of my films.
That nobody will see.
No one will ever see it.
That card. Only because the SD card fucked up.
Right. Yeah, it happens. It happens. It's not my fault. It's not my fault, but it happens. Maybe it's my fault. I don't know. But doing stuff like that is fun. And thank you for being here and being
I'm
weird.
Happy to be here, man. This
thanks.
Weird.
Yeah, it's going to get weird.
I hope so. That's why I came here. The fuck.
Hopefully it gets just as weird as the last time we hung out and we started trying to come up with comedy bits and we talked about...
Stop.
No, you don't want me to keep going?
Keep going. Oh. You're about to embarrass me.
You said stop, so...
No, go back. Go ahead.
When you were standing in the corner talking about how, what if you had to make horses go faster...
Let me do it.
Okay, go ahead.
So, it was just... I was just... The fuck was that sound?
Oh, I hit my thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was just curious, like, what if somebody was late, you know, in like the 18th, 19th century,
mm-hmm.
19th, when the fuck was that?
19th century was like in the 80s.
Jesus
Christ,
I'm
no,
stupid.
No, I'm stupid. That's the 20th,
I don't know.
That's the 20th
I don't
century.
Know. That's the
no,
20th.
No, no, no. Okay, we're both stupid.
Back in the Excalibur days and the fucking Braveheart days.
So like 600 AD.
Somebody's late to the fucking battle, right? And the only way to get the horse to go, and they don't know that you gotta kick it. They just think you gotta whack off the horse, and the horse will go faster. So he's just like, and he's just like
jerking a horse.
He's
off.
Late to the battle, and you just hear ching 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 ching. People are fighting and dying out there, and he's late to, you know, he feels bad. And he's just like, "Yay, we're coming." We laughed really hard about that.
Yeah, but it went on for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
It went on for so long that we both were crying tears.
Like, I was crying. At least Dalton was. I have abs now.
That's why I go to the Laugh Factory so much. I laugh so hard that I get abs.
Dude.
That's all it takes.
I
want to
go up.
What?
I want to go up. I have some, ideas. Yeah, I have some bits.
Well, we were talking about it last time. We were talking about
going up. A nice little open mic and looking at everybody and just fucking letting it rip.
Yeah, I mean, because we went the last time we hung out, we went to the Laugh Factory.
Dude, I love feeling nervous. Feel like a roller coaster, and then when you bomb, it feels like the drop, and your stomach drops, and you're just like, "Fuck, this hurts," but it feels so good at the same time.
I hear it's a rush. I don't know.
We'll see.
It looks like
Let's
a lot of fun.
Out.
Yeah, I definitely want to try it, and I guess we just got to find an open mic and come up with a set.
Here's one.
Shit. There you go. I mean, the only thing is there's no immediate laughs.
True.
So.
We need that.
I mean, I might laugh at you. At you. I don't know, like, with you, but at you for sure. So aside from an aspiring comedian, Dalton is a filmmaker, and we met on a set. It was fun, right? Kind of.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great experience. It was the first professional set I've ever been on, so it
was
wild. There was free drinks and shit.
That's all. That's all.
That was our payment.
Yeah, because we got a what did we get paid? Oh yeah, nothing. We got paid nothing. I did get gas reimbursement one time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I did get paid that. I got paid in friendships. Does that count?
We became friends.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Are we friends?
Dude. That's it. Yes.
Good. Good. I think I made some other friends. Some of them won't fucking text me back, and they have footage of mine.
Footage of your what?
We shot. I should probably.
Add oh, that out. Of yeah, your like project.
That, yeah, that we shot something. Models. We wound up shooting. But oh well. So where are you from? I don't even know if I know that. I'm gonna guess Boston because of the hat.
No, I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida, originally, and then I moved to Houston, Texas, and then I moved here.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Where were you? Did you go to school in Texas?
Yes.
Cool. What'd you study? Did you study film?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I did. I studied film.
Cool. You're making this really hard basics. For me, man.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
You're like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No,
you're good. You're good. Have you always known that you wanted to be a filmmaker? Or
I always practiced it. I didn't know I wanted to be one. I remember this one thing where I set up four chairs and I tied bed sheets to each chair, making a boxing ring.
Okay.
And then I made my brother put on a white tee and tie it up here. In his underwear and carry around a basket of treats. No, excuse me, not a basket of treats. He was the call girl or card girl.
He just fucking
what's the name?
Yeah, card girl.
Card girl. So yeah, he would do each round. And then I remember it was during the summer and my friends and brothers wanted to go swimming. So they would go swim while I listened to my parents' CDs in this hot ass truck. Trying to find essentially the score, the score, but you know, the source, the source music and stuff like that. And I just kept going through album and album. Everybody's having fun and shit, but I only cared about the score and finding what would work. And I found For Those About to Rock from AC/DC. And I was like, that's how they're coming out. That's how this film's going to start. And I would use the video camera, but we didn't have an editing software. So what I would do is I would record, and then when I wanted to edit or cut, I would stop the recorder, I would play back, watch it, see where I wanted to cut, and I'd pause it, and then I would record over what I paused it on.
So were you using like a tape camera then?
Correct.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So if I recorded this long,
I was still doing that in like 2005.
Yeah. I'd record this long, and then I would only like it to about this, so I would pause it here, and then I would record over it, so
yeah,
it would work as a cut. And so I did that for a long time, and there's a bunch of little projects if I can ever find them on tape, but it wasn't until I was in like freshman year of college when my mom made me realize that it was an actual profession. It's not that I didn't consider it as a profession, I didn't even think of it as really? like that it existed.
Yeah, I don't think I realized until like maybe high school that like you could actually get paid to make movies.
I
had no idea how it worked when I was a kid. When people in movies died, I thought they died in real life. Like I remember them like, oh, that sucks for that's him, he died, huh?
That's funny. Yeah, my mom made me realize, and I always give her credit, and from then on I fucking pushed hard and started making my own stuff.
That's awesome.
From there on, yeah. That's when I realized I wanted to go after it and fuck and do something I want to do for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. So have you been just making like a bunch of short films, or have you been writing? A bunch of
short films. I write from time to time, but yeah, I write and direct all my own stuff and edit all my own stuff. I love doing all of it. That's where I get the high from, because it's great. I don't drink or smoke or none of that stuff. So like this is where I get when I'm cutting something that I wrote and shot, and then I'm like watching it back, and I'm like, and it works exactly how I saw it. You know what I mean? I just fuck it. Oh yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, when it works, I mean, yeah, I know that feeling. It's just like you're like, fuck yeah, it just like.
But it's the so same goes like the opposite. If it's not working, and you know it can work, you're so fucking frustrated. Yeah. And you start. I don't know.
I have how like animated three, you get. I have like I start three, flipping shit. Three projects that are like that. I'm like, I don't know how to get it to where I know it should be. And it's just it drives me nuts every time I look at it, like try to pull it up. I'm like,
have you ever cried making a thing?
Not making a thing, but I have cried in my life. No, I mean, I've gotten to the point where it's just so frustrating that I've thought about just like throwing shit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but I've never cried over a project, at least not yet. And I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
What have you?
Absolutely, I've cried. Just one project. Just one project.
Was it that, that porno you were doing?
It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
No.
They didn't use lube.
I was there was this one project, this documentary that we are tasked with, this assignment, right? And I wanted to go for it. I wanted to be ambitious, and I was it was kind of like a fly on the wall documentary.
Okay.
So from the perspective of just the camera, they don't know that you're there. There's no interviews, none of that shit. You're just kind of like zooming around, flying around, collecting footage of like whatever, you know, a day-to-day type thing.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see what a day-to-day experience was for a firefighter.
Oh, interesting.
Ride around, see what they get into, all that type of stuff. And my partner didn't really want to do that. And I was like, oh, that fucking sucks. I don't know. He ended up doing his his mom was a preschooler, kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
So she just put glitter in like a jar and it roasted the top. I love you, Brucey. But anyway. No, luckily my professor granted me the opportunity to branch out on my own and go do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a car at this time, so I walked like a mile and a half or something to go set up a meeting. Damn. Just to go set up a meeting with the chief of the fire department. And he said, yeah, you can cruise around. We only have one seat. So perfect. So even if I had the guy, it would have sucked because I would have dragged his ass along with me. Blah blah blah. So it worked out perfect. he only granted me 2 days. The chief only granted me 2 days of shooting, right? Mm-hmm. During one of the days I had classes. So as soon as I was out of class, boom, I'd book it over there and stay as long as possible. go with them for anything. And so here's how it works. There's like six sirens that go off in the station and it'll let you know what the emergency is.
Oh.
So two sirens, it'll be a car accident.
Okay.
One, it'll be like traffic car accident, like or something like that, right? Something to do with like something to do with a car, not necessarily an accident, you know.
Okay.
And then, you know, different types of things. So for the first couple of hours, there was like boom, 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 boom. There was like a little car accident here, the little blah, blah, blah. And it was kind of getting somebody locked their kid in their car. So it was like little stuff like that.
Dang.
And a lot of the stuff I couldn't film because I didn't have the permission to film them. Right. And I'm just sitting there. Nothing really happens the first day, but it's okay. I get a lot of B-roll of like, you know, the station itself, the people working out, that yada, yada. The second day comes and still nothing. Not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot of hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of working out and waiting.
Yeah.
And then small emergencies. But
you ever got that fire?
Towards the end of the day, one alarm goes off. Second alarm goes off. Third, fourth, and fifth alarm goes off. Then the sixth. And you can hear me say on the footage, what's that? Because I had never heard all six go off. Mm-hmm. And the firefighter that was with me, she's like, that's a fire. And they're all going off. It's like crazy, which is perfect for my doc because that's like so dramatic.
It's
like, you know,
go time.
It's go time. I pick up the camera. We're wrapping around. Here come all these firefighters. But they stay calm. They don't fucking run. They never run.
Yeah.
Even when they're at the fire, they don't run.
Yeah,
they hustle, but they don't like run.
I feel like that's when you fuck up, probably.
That's when you fuck up. You lose energy. You're not thinking right, and you could trip, fall, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around. There's people throwing on their suits. They're picking them up. There's people coming up from the stairs, coming down, flying down. Not running again,
just
but they're
down
flying
the
down. There's no pole.
Oh shit! What?
There was no pole. Killed some.
You like walked in. Can I slide down the pole? They're like, there's no pole.
There's no pole. Can you jump off the roof? There's all these fire trucks lined up, and everybody's jumping in them. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. We're going. The siren, they click, click, click. They turn on the sirens on the fire trucks. Everybody's getting ready. They're putting their masks on. I'm like, this is fucking it, man. But then I'm like, I'm having the doubts that maybe it's just like a, just because it's fire doesn't mean it's big. It could be like a kitchen fire. It's just a small little fucking thing. I get there. We get there. We turn the corner. This fire is raging.
Shit.
It, this whole entire apartment complex roof is on fire. It's blazing. I'm just staring at it like a little kid. And I'm so ready to jump out this damn truck. I jump out. I go film. I don't know if you see Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going up ladders. I'm going up different apartment complexes to get the best vantage like point.
Pulling bodies and
I'm moving people where I need them for the angle. I'm getting everything I need. It's fucking amazing. And then I go back and I sit in the truck once I get all the footage I need, and I shot the whole thing throughout the whole time until they put the fire out. And they're putting the hoses up. They're talking. They're doing the reports. And I go and sit in the truck. And I put my headphones on because prior to that, I had already been listening to instrumentals and scores and stuff like that to see like what kind of tempo, what kind of feel I want from the doc. And I was like, well, it depends on what footage I get. And based on what I just got, that action-packed situation right there, I played this one track and I closed my eyes and I saw the whole film in my head and I just started crying because I knew I had it. Damn. I was like, I knew I had it. I had two days to shoot. That's it.
And you got it?
And the firefighters told me that it's not every day that they get a fire like that. It's like maybe once every 3 months or something like that.
Dang.
I had 2 days. I got it in the second.
That's crazy.
At the end of the day. It was incredible. And it wasn't at night where you can only see the flame and no firefighters. Yeah. It was like broad daylight. I could see everything I needed to see. It was fucking incredible. Yeah, man, I just cried because I was like, just like all the work I'd put in to get to that point. I set up the meeting. I got the okay. Oh, not to mention the lady at the receptionist when I showed up for the meeting was like, what are you here for? I was like, oh, I'm going to make a film for the fire department. I'm going to make a documentary. She's like, oh, people have already done that. I was like, oh, well, I'm going to make the best one you've seen. I got so fucking pissed and offended by that. I was like, well, I'm going to make the best one you've ever seen.
That's awesome.
She's like, okay. I was like, yeah, okay, bitch.
I did the same shit when I did my film. I like when I did my Western for school, I presented like a 35-page script, and the professor that was in charge of the whole department, you had to go through him before like it was approved.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So like you would have a professor that like was your mentor, quote unquote, that you had to like, you'd pick a professor and report to him like how everything's going and blah, blah, blah. And he was at the end of it, he would give you the grade, but you could choose anyone, but you had to give it to this guy first, this other guy first. And he goes, no one's going to want to watch a 35-minute film. I'm not putting a 35-minute film in my student festival, is what he says to me. He goes, it's too long. Blah, 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 blah. And I walk out of the meeting. And I'm like, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm making it anyway.
I'm like, fuck you. I'm making it anyway. And I'm going to prove you wrong. But I missed the deadline.
Oh, my God.
But
fuck, that was going to be an amazing story.
I know. I'm with you on that. Like when someone tells me I can't do it. Oh,
I wasn't looking for her to suck my dick. I wasn't looking for her to be like, oh, no way. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, she was just like, oh, people have already done it.
Yeah.
I had never seen one of the documentaries done for this station or at all, period.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna, oh, I see some like templates and I'm gonna make it better than that. I was just like, dude, this is gonna be action-packed. It wasn't at first, and then I turned it up to be.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
I edited it in fucking 8 hours, too.
Shit.
It was fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
Dude, I remember the fucking high I got.
I want to see it.
Yeah, you should see it.
How long is it?
It's like 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I was on a time constraint as well.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's fucking beast as hell. And very proud of it. And that another story comes from why I was ambitious to try to go for that.
Why were you ambitious?
Okay, so and this is a lesson that I learned and that I use moving forward. So this is one kid who a friend of mine was like, hey, a mutual friend of ours got this project. He's shooting at the Texas Ranger Stadium.
Okay.
The baseball team.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, he's got three meetings with like, he's gonna be able to shoot in their apparel shop, on the field, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He's like, you want to come help out? I was like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds awesome. So I go and I go to help.
After you did yours?
No. This is before. This is what I'm saying. Okay. This changed my whole perspective.
Gotcha. Okay. I missed that part.
Yeah, no, sorry. This is what helped me be that ambitious for that. So, I go to help the kid and we get there and he's like, oh shit, I forgot an SD card. I'm like, okay, that's one thing. And he gets the pass, he gets the name back, the badge with his name on it and everything. And, you know, I'm just the straggler holding on all this equipment happily because I was like, this is going to be really cool experience. He was just very unprofessional, forgot an SD card. I was like, that didn't piss me off, but I was just like, damn, dude, come on, you're making me look stupid now. Right. Now I feel stupid for attaching myself to this kid's project. Forgets the damn tripod. So, like, when he's doing interviews, he literally had to put the camera on the table and put books underneath it. This is with like, top professional managers from the team. Like, presidents from the team.
Oh, I would have...
We were in, like, the top office. Like overlooking the stadium, and I was like, "What do you do?"
If I was there with someone, I probably would have thrown up at the unprofessionalism.
I was so embarrassed. He got all the interviews.
How did
people talk to him first? You know, I was just an afterthought on the side. Me and my friend were just an afterthought.
Did he have like a hookup?
This is the thing. No. This is the thing. He just reached out. He just sent an email and asked, and this is what I did going forward. I was like, I can't be mad at this guy.
Yeah.
I have to be mad at myself. So I always put the blame and the pressure on myself.
Okay.
It's not fucking...
But why were you...
Hold on. It's not his fault that he got... No, it is fault. It is his... It's his... He's the reason he got this. Right. Because he reached out. Right. I can't be mad at that. I can't be like... Because for the most of the day, I was just like, why didn't, dude, if I was doing this, if I was doing that, I would have had this, I would have had that, I would have done it this way. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking like, yeah, but you didn't send the email. You didn't think to give a shit or try.
Right.
That's your own fault. Like, you don't have this because you didn't try to go get it. He got this because he tried. Now he's not following through.
Mm.
But that's on him. He got this because he went after it. So I used that as motivation. I was like, dude, I swear to God, the next anything I'm going for now, like if I want it, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
And I took that with the fire project. I took that with the when I got home after college. I tried the same thing. I contacted the Houston Texans football team during their spring training or their training camp in the summer. And I said, hey, I'm a college student just looking to make a little observational documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I could come out and film? And they said yes.
That's
just
dope.
Dude, you just ask.
That's fucking dope.
And I got to go on the field and fucking see all these players. And I got to film them and just hang. I got my own little – I got the pass with my name on it, and I was doing all this stuff. So it going forward, it's just asking, dude.
Yeah. Well, my dad always says if you don't ask, it's no.
That's really good.
You know, like, and that's for anything. That's like, even if the guy, you want to get a discount on something, you know, but you or it's like, do you have a job for me? And blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Asking that girl out. It's like, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
That's really good. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's so tight.
I'm sure you have a story like that as well.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's so many times where you're on sets or you're just with people and they're like, how'd you pull this off? And they're just straight fucking up. And then, yeah, I mean, like, I've done that too, where it's like, wait a minute.
And you can't be mad at them.
Yeah.
You have to be mad at yourself that you didn't think to ask.
Yeah. And then
open your mind to fucking just going after stuff. You never know.
Yeah. And I guess that's like the moral of your story. I mean, it's just fucking, just do it. You know?
I'm not saying that when you ask, it's going to happen.
No, most
of the time it won't. I've reached out to Happy Madison. They still haven't hit me back.
One day they will.
I keep trying to stop by there and say hello, but I think they think I'm fucking weird.
Dude, you'll see. One day they're going to produce that movie that you want to make. That
dude,
crazy
I just,
ass one.
I don't know. I reached out to Lee Whannell. Do you know who that is?
No.
co-creator of Saw series.
Oh, okay.
Insidious series.
Yeah. I know those. I don't know the
name. He recently directed Upgrade. He's making the new Invisible Man film.
Okay.
Anyway, I have a connection to him, and I just wrote him this nice little letter, and haven't heard back. Never know. It might happen, but.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, shit doesn't work
right.
all the time,
I mean,
but
sometimes
you never know.
You get 99 no's before you get that one yes. It's just
that's right.
You never know. It's persistency is being persistent is key. You
that's
fucking
right.
weirdo. That's dope though. So like, what type of things do you like to make? Like. So far, you've only talked about docs. No.
Yeah.
Which is cool,
no,
but.
Sure. No. I love comedies.
Mm-hmm.
I love all sorts of comedies.
Like, yeah. if you
I have a really broad sense of humor, which is fucking awesome because I'm always laughing.
What's your go-to comedy movie? If you had a pop in a movie right now, like, what would you watch?
Comedy movie? Mm-hmm. Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Just because it's so rewatchable for me. That doesn't mean that I love that comedy, but I'm also like,
yeah,
I love Friday. I love Family Vacation. There's like slapstick, there's silly comedy, there's stupid comedy,
yeah.
There's witty comedy that like I don't necessarily laugh out loud at, but like, I appreciate yeah. I'm like, that's so fucking smart. That was so fucking smart. That was so funny. You ever see like a movie or something or you hear a joke, you're like, fuck, that was so funny.
Yeah.
You're like not laughing.
Yeah.
But you're like, damn, that was so fucking good right there.
Yeah.
That was so
smart. Arrested Development's like that.
Yeah.
Just the way they write. And
yeah.
Like the way they like the jokes happen. You're like,
right.
You like sometimes you don't laugh, but sometimes you're like, ha. And you're like,
no, but you appreciate
the,
it.
Yeah,
so
the
you
writing
keep
and like
you're
how
not
like
yeah.
how like they'll start a scene with one character with two characters.
Sure.
Something will happen. One of those characters will leave, and another one enters,
yeah.
And like that thing that they like that happened will like. Well, like, go. Like, so, like, it was fucking Jason Bateman and, like, the character that plays his mom. And his mom was, like, spilling her martini.
Okay.
And she leaves. And then Michael Cera walks in. And he goes, oh, was grandma here? And he slips on the vodka that she spilt. And so it's, like.
It's one thing leading
yeah,
to the
even
next.
Though, like minutes had passed or whatever, it's, like.
Oh,
shit
it plays
lines,
on
it,
later
yeah.
on. It's, like, sets the scene.
Yeah.
Plans
so it's,
the
like,
scene
you're, like.
A joke.
That's, you're, like, that's fucking genius. That just because like a little joke she had by like being drunk and spilling, like it made lined up another joke for
way
a completely different
later,
character.
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah. like stuff like that, I always find like just crazy because
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of planning. That's yeah. like, oh yeah, we could tie this into this. And
stuff that makes me laugh the most, dude, is like when people are overly aggressive, like for no fucking reason. That's why Adam Sandler makes me laugh so much. Like when he's just like, yelling at people for no fucking reason. Or like, okay, in Happy Gilmore, this guy's like, he's trying to putt or whatever,
yeah.
and he's just like, the guy, the spectator's like, so Happy putts, and he's just like, is this guy kidding? And then it goes back, and he's like, and he putts again, and he's just like, you gotta be kidding me. And then he putts one more time, and he makes it, and he goes, he looks at his friend, he's like, it's about time. It fucking cuts. Happy Gilmore's already halfway up the hill, and he's like, yeah, it is about time. I wanted to make it. I just couldn't. And he fucking rips his shirt off and punches him and just, like, looks and then calms down and, like, hands the shirt to somebody. I die at that part every time. I'm like, dude, what
yeah.
the fuck? That was, I don't know, it's just so fucking, like, so overly aggressive or, you know, like,
You just, like, over
or
the
somebody
top
get
shit.
The kid a happy, I don't
yeah.
know, it's just like, why are you yelling? It's just that
yeah.
type of shit is so funny to me when people get overly aggressive and
because it's not normal, Like, I mean,
yeah, yeah. No, that's not realistic. Like, I think that's what it is. It's so just it's unrealistic. Like, it's so surreal.
Like, by like yelling, shut it! You know, like, yeah, it, yeah. Like, that doesn't really happen.
I love that shit, dude. That shit's funny.
Shut up.
Well, yeah.
That's all I can. That's my only. Oh, I can do like.
Would you? Fuck. Would you like a piece of pie?
That's all I can do for Adam Sandler.
Oh my god. Oh shit. I mean, so much stuff makes me laugh. I love comedies, but I love dramas too. So mm-hmm. I would love to. I love trying my hand at dramas as well. And whatever just inspires me because I feel like I can dip into anything.
So,
but I don't want to get pigeonholed into one thing. I just want my goal professionally is for people to be like, oh shit, Dalton has a new project out, and go into it with no expectation. Mm-hmm. No expectation.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I know what to expect. I know what type of comedy. Like, I don't know how to pull this off, because anytime you become a fan of an artist, mm-hmm. you have that expectation when they come out with the new thing. You're like, fuck, I love that last thing. I hope it's just like that.
Yeah.
Or not just like that, but I hope it's a flavor of that.
Yeah.
And
For music, for me, is like that.
Music.
Film is not, because you can understand that a filmmaker's like try to like different shit. Like,
sometimes, yeah. Well, sometimes, because if there's like a comedic director or whatever, and then he tries his hand at drama, and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, okay, you're just like, fuck, now I gotta wait 2 more years for him to possibly come out with a comedy where he's really good at.
Or it's like when you see
or he or she,
or it's like
when, so sorry
it's like when you see Jesus, why am I blanking on his name? Steve Carell. Like, when you see him in the serious movie, you're like waiting for him to be really funny, but you're like, oh, wait, no, this is about his kid being a heroin addict.
Yeah. So then you got to tap in and pay attention. But I just hope, I guess the way to conquer that is to just make great stuff each time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at like a point where like I used to just want to like pump out stuff. Just like if I'm not making stuff, then I'm wasting time.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that now.
So I've gone through phases of that where I'm like, okay, we're gonna like actually audition people. We're gonna get some new faces. We're gonna like really make this legit, and then it works. But you only wind up doing like one or two projects, like, or three a year,
mm-hmm.
Because you're putting so much. And even though they're short films, and then you're like, all right, let's just fuck that. Let's just like grab the 3 friends that we have. You know,
make as much stuff as we can.
And then you're like, okay, now I got a bunch of shit. But you know, so it's like you gotta find. I don't know. I'm like struggling too, and finding like that middle ground of like doing it well, but also just like being consistent with it, because like I don't want to waste time making, like, I also just don't want to make shit, you know.
You never know until it's fuck until you until you cut it together,
right?
That's the shittiest. That's so fucking.
Yeah, hard. I haven't. I mean, I had the last thing,
because there's so many stages. Like with music, you can at least know that the beat's right.
Right.
You're like, this beat's fucking hard, or this instrumental is great. We just got to figure out the lyrics and piece that together.
I've tried making beats. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, I came up with this character, this fucking ridiculous character. And I was like, oh, maybe the character can, like, be a rapper. So I made a beat with my roommate. And it's, like, the shittiest beat, but it's, like, supposed to be shitty on purpose because of the character.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, this is, like, even trying to make a beat shitty, like, other than it, like, you know, like, you're like, oh, that beat's shit because it's just garbage. Versus, like, that's a solid beat, but, like, it's shitty. Like, to like, make a solid beat seem shitty is hard, too. Yeah. And, I respect the hell out of people that can make music, make fire beats, and it's like, dude, this shit's good. And you're like, I'm like, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
But it's like a whole different beast. It's like, I don't know. Because I love playing music. I play guitar. And
just, do you score films?
I have. I've scored my own films.
You play acoustic or electric or both?
I play both, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to get you on.
Yeah, something. I scored a little Western.
Dude, I'm
going to
have to get
Western.
You on a little tune or something. Okay. For the little shorts that I'm making.
I mean, I'll only do it if I think I'm up for it, like capable of doing it. I don't want to like say yeah and like give you a shit thing, because I've committed to projects.
No, we would never though I'm all hands on. I don't know people enough to trust them to just, can you do this? Help me out. Cool. Send me some tracks. One, they'll never get back to you.
For the most, my experience. Usually.
Two, I just love being there so that we can
work it out. I mean, so what I mean is like, I committed to doing, cause I can do like very basic visual effects, like in After Effects. Basic stuff. And so someone hired me to do some stuff for their short film. And I'm like, yeah, this seems pretty reasonable from like my skill level. And it just turned out to be like, I guess it just turned out to be too much for me to handle for what I thought I was capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And so after doing that, I realized like I probably shouldn't take those gigs because like I thought I was, even though I thought I was capable, it's like, unless I know 100% that I can do it, then I'd rather not fuck up someone's project by like
doing. You wouldn't. Something. What if they just don't put your shit in there? Then you're gonna fuck it
up. Yeah. I actually haven't checked because the thing is,
I'm making small comedies, if that makes sense. Like simple comedies. So I just need like silly ass little tunes.
Yeah.
Little like strings, little melodies that just accentuate the jokes, you know. Definitely. Or the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be some fucking like six layered type.
Okay.
You know, track or nothing.
We can fuck around, and if not, I have people, friends that like play music for a living.
See, but then that's a whole another layer of like people to contact. Right. I can just come over to your house and be like, dude, let's try it, play this, and you can be like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this little tune?
Yeah.
And then if the fucking it makes us laugh while you're playing, then that's it.
Yeah,
that's the fucking one.
Dude, you told me about the last time we hung out. You told me about this one short that you want to do. You didn't do it. I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to talk about it.
No, don't say it.
But
I found the location though.
Cool.
I found the location today.
So, we'll talk about it later. But I'm shit like that. And I wish we could talk about it. But like the way you think of like funny shit is so like out there that it's like ridiculous. But it's fucking. It just makes it so hilarious. It's like that over the topness of Adam Sandler where it's like that wouldn't happen.
I can't
it doesn't
wait for
work,
this idea. I can't
but it's hilarious.
Wait for this idea.
You know?
Yeah. I can't wait for this idea to come, because I can see it. I understand if somebody else can't see it, because I even told my mom about it. She was like, "Oh," and then I gave her an example and played her this sound bite or this sound effect.
You were telling me about that
along with the concept, and then she just started laughing. She's like, "Oh, okay." So like. In my head, I know what the fuck is going to happen. I know it's going to work. Because it's just so dumb when you think about it. But it's just like, it's a joke that just keeps on giving too. Because like,
right,
you'll keep seeing the gag over and over. But
that's awesome. I can't wait to see that one. So what, like, aside from comedy, is there like a filmmaker or someone that just inspires you like to make films, whether it's like someone in film or someone in music, someone that like you like appreciate their hustle, you're like, damn, I look up to that person that I want.
So many people that I respect and look up to and am inspired by. You're just talking about like artists in general.
Yeah, I mean, like it could even be your dad, you know, or like your uncle, or your Uncle Bill, you know, like,
oh sure, that I'm inspired by.
Yeah, just like someone that like you're like, damn, like I appreciate what they do, and it just like makes me want to focus on my craft.
Dude, in terms of art and just paying attention to it and giving a shit, there's so many people. There's Kubrick, because he just gave so much attention and time to detail, and that pushes me to like to give a shit as well, but to the extent to where I like drive myself crazy. The smallest, I'll be editing something, it'll be the smallest detail, no one's gonna see it, but it might be an OCD thing, but I'll just go back and I'll make sure it's right until I get it.
I edited like a trailer for a feature film with my room, like he oversaw it basically because he knew the project better than me. So I would like ask him about like some stuff. And there was like, as I was editing, there was like these small little details. He's like, dude, just forget about it. Like, no one's going to notice it. I'm like, I notice it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, like, it drives me fucking bonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, yeah, I'm like that with my art. Like, when I draw, I'm like,
this isn't for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, you know, I get the smallest detail, like every detail that no one would probably see. It's like, I see it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what matters. No, okay. So, like, here's this thing that I thought of and I came up with. It's that, like, personally, I respect the people. I admire. Let me hold on.
And we're back. All right. So you found that quote, right?
Yeah. A minute. So it's like, I respect those who don't take themselves that seriously, but I admire those who do.
Okay.
So I try to, there's like the people who take themselves so seriously, like a Kanye.
Mm-hmm. He put it, I feel like so he puts himself on a pedestal.
Yeah, but he takes himself so seriously because he gives so much. He gives a shit. He cares so much that that's why he takes himself so seriously, because it matters. Like, everything matters that he's working on or whatever.
Right.
So, like, I respect that, and I follow that. Whereas there's like the people who don't take themselves that seriously, I admire them because like, they're huge stars, but they fuck around. They don't care. You know, they like an Adam Sandler. They
yeah.
They don't take themselves that seriously. They don't hold themselves on a pedestal or whatever. So it's in between that of people who inspire me, like Spielberg inspires me. Just how beloved he is, and how much his films are loved, you know?
Yeah.
How much people talk about them as classics, and like, how many he has. It's fucking unreal.
I took a class in college that was based on Spielberg.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much he's loved that there is that, like, a professor will create a class for an entire semester that's based on Spielberg.
Yeah. It's just, know? Dude, fame blows my mind. Like, just the concept of it, and like how it works out. Just because if you ever travel and you walk, if you're ever traveling and you're driving around the country, you just see how many fucking people exist in this world. And for one person to be known by the world,
yeah,
it's just so hard to wrap your head around. And for a good reason.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. So like Jurassic Park, Jaws, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, you know, all these films that are beloved, it's just like all these hits after hits after hits that are like, you know, the great movies and stuff like that.
He didn't have hit after hit. He had a lot of shit in between those.
No, yeah, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, all these.
Yeah.
No, but I know what you're saying. But they're all like he has a lot of classics.
Yeah.
Not like, oh yeah, that guy has a bunch of good movies. Like, these are like renowned. Like, everybody knows.
Yeah. They're referenced constantly. Referenced. You know, like,
that's super cool to me.
Family Guy, Simpsons. They like do shit on those, like,
you know what it is? This man has a fucking, this man has rides at a theme park.
Yeah.
Dedicated to his films.
Yeah.
His rides dedicated to his films. At one point, he had E.T., he had Jaws, he had Jurassic Park. All three are now gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just so fucking cool to me, man. You know, like, when you walk into that park, like, at Universal, when you walk in, the doors open, it's so sick. Like, could you imagine making a film that impactful to where
I want to
theme tour
I want
where
to.
Millions of people go to a theme park and like your set that you created or whatever that you envision is in the park, and it's like replicated where people buy like, you know, $200 passes to go see that part of the park. That's fucking crazy.
He also got a Disneyland. He's got the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's fucking wild.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
When I was like 3.
Oh shit. All right. We're going to be back. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, I thought you were cutting for another break.
No, there's a Disneyland ride, an Indiana Jones ride.
I did not know that.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's I would love to have my films be revered that much that, like, sure, people want to make spinoffs or a whole theme park on it. You know,
there's so many other people that I'm like not thinking of. Musicians is like Travis Scott. His energy, and
I saw your videos you posted during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, his care for presentation is it's really cool. It's really cool, and I just love his fucking rage, his energy and his passion. Mm-hmm. That's really what gets me, is like people who just fucking like, you know, because I don't know, it just reflects kind of who I am, you know. And yeah. then there's the Kid Cudi who I grew up with. So there's that who inspires me as well. And there's just all these different things, man. There's all different genres of people. You know, Wes Anderson, his weird little worlds that he creates yeah. and stuff like that. And I don't know, there's just there's a bunch of cool different, like, Tyler, the Creator, for sure. All his weird little projects, you know, that he branches out yeah. in. So there's a lot of people that inspire me.
That's dope.
I find inspiration quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's important, too, to not, like, just focus on one avenue of, like, so, like, filmmaking. It's like, I feel like it's important to get inspiration in other things, too, because
it's just the way people carry themselves and approach their craft or their, they approach their art or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That makes sense. And like you said, it doesn't have to be an artist. It could be a fucking car mechanic. Who's yeah. It's like, damn, look how he's, like, bolting in right. his tires. Like, he really cares.
Yeah, I mean, and you can get, like, the crazy thing about inspiration is it can come to you, like, in the most random ways, and it'll just pop up, too. Like, you could be reading a book, you know, like, that one, those, like, three words strung together, like, oh, fuck. You know, like, it just hits,
oh, yeah.
hits something, and you're like,
yeah,
boom, and now you're like, let's fucking go for it type, you know? Yeah. It's crazy, like, what the mind will do when it, like, sees, I don't know, like, when it, like, you recognize something and you're like, that's it. And you just, like, your mind is just like, poof. I don't know.
Yeah, it just completely flips the switch and inspires you to make something.
Yeah.
Or sparks an idea and you just immediately go after something. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. It's dope. So when are we going to do some stand-up?
I don't know, man. We got to find a fucking spot. I think there's some spots in Koreatown.
Are there? Have you been looking?
There's this friend of mine, Greg.
Shout out to Greg.
He does little open mics and shit. We saw him at the Laugh Factory that time we went.
Introduce me to him. So
I didn't even introduce myself. We barely saw each other. I was just like, hey man, what's up? And we just walked away. But yeah, he's doing open mics.
That's dope.
He's doing open mics, so we could maybe what I'm saying.
Yeah. I also have my buddy who was he opened up the show, Chappelle.
Yeah, what do you mean? What about him?
I can hit him up too.
Oh yeah, he'll fucking invite you on stage for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he was on this podcast too.
He was?
Yeah.
When?
Like a month or so, two ago.
Holy shit! Wow.
Yeah.
Now you have me. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Can you tell?
Yeah. Okay. We're good. Yeah, but I definitely want to find an open mic. I keep saying to the listeners that it's like one thing I really want to try.
Yeah, just start talking about it. Just go do it.
At least one time.
Just go do it. Stop fucking talking.
I wrote a couple new jokes. I'm gonna run by you later.
Oh god. Can't wait.
You know what I started thinking about today?
Oh, I have some.
Okay, cool. Well. You just ruined my thought, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. Because if it's on the line of comedy, I'm going to take us off of it. So you go for it.
No, it is.
Go for it.
No, I was just saying, I was saying I also have.
Joke?
Some new jokes?
Oh, okay, cool. So I was thinking today, you know how like, I mean, I don't know if you know, but like, because you have a girlfriend, right?
I think so. Let me check.
Yeah, check. You still have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Cool. He still has a girlfriend. She doesn't live here, right?
No.
She live where? She back in Texas?
England.
England?
Yeah.
What's she doing in England? She is studying abroad?
Yeah.
Damn. That's sick. That's dope. Yeah, that's right. Is it? Because I've done. You're lying to me. You fucking asshole. Because I did the long distance thing for a little bit. It sucked. How are you?
No,
with
it sucks, but I'm all for it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said how are you with it? Is it like,
oh, it's
trip
great.
You up?
It only sucks because she's not happy doing what she wants to do. So then I'm like, all right, let's go get out here, because she wants to be in entertainment, but she wants to be in the business.
Gotcha.
In terms of like, she wants to do like marketing, and this is boring. Nobody gives a fuck. But go fuck yourselves. No, so like, yeah, if she was happy where she's at and making progress, then I'd support her. but she doesn't like where she's at. So
it's time. Why doesn't she move out here?
To make the move. She's working on it.
Oh, dope.
She's saving up, man.
Cool. I remember I didn't meet her technically.
But yeah, you did. You fucking asshole. You were right there.
I know, but like, I mean, it was very brief. It was like, because you ran in, I was working at a mall. Oh
my God.
And you ran into me. Yes. And you're like, it was like, we were both like, what the fuck?
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I was working for like an event. But anyway, what I was actually getting paid for PA work. what I was leading to was like, you know, when you like hit up a girl or nope. Like, okay, now, is this your first and only girlfriend?
Go ahead. I'm just fucking with you. Let me just fuck with you on this.
Hey, sure, dude.
You just keep plowing through.
Because if I ask you questions, fuck I want off. Some answers, man.
Okay. What was your question?
No. So I'm saying like, you know, like when you like, you're chatting up a girl and like, you're just talking and you're like trying to like make some moves and blah, blah, blah. I was thinking, like, I wonder what it's like to be on the receiving end of me, you know, like to like, I wonder what.
Wait,
it's
is
like
this
to...
your joke?
No, it's not a joke. Okay. It's just something I thought I had today because I've been like talking to this one girl, a couple different girls, five to Jesus zero girls. Christ.
Well,
just kidding. But
back to what we were saying like, in the beginning, you got to try.
Yeah, I know. No.
You got to ask.
No, I know. I'm just saying like on the opposite end of the phone. You know, like, I wonder what it's like to be her getting messages from me.
Yeah.
Like, what must that be like? Because you know, like, how you act when you get a message from that person.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You're like, do they have the same feeling that I do? I mean, you know, like, am I, like, trying to, like, figure this shit? Like, am I doing too much? I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I was trying to. It was just a thought I had today. Like, do people, like, see when they see a message and it goes, new message from Harrison Berger, they're like, ugh, this fucking guy. You know, and
they are they
the
replying?
Phone. Yeah, they reply.
There's your answer.
But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, listen, man, I have weird thoughts.
I'm telling you, there's your answer. They're replying. That's your answer. They're, okay.
All right.
I don't know what's weird. I don't know what is in a word like a more awkward position to, like, seek someone out or to be sought out. Because sometimes you're sought out by somebody you do not want to talk to, but you don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Even if it's a dude just wanting to hang out and you're just like, fuck no. But you don't want to like,
yeah.
Come up with excuses and be like, fuck that. Let me just tell him for real. Let me just be straight up. Then you're like, wait, fuck, I don't want to be an asshole. That's my girls feel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then fuck them because we actually have to chase them.
Yeah.
In our perspective, we have to chase them and come up with some dumb shit to say to impress them.
Yeah.
So like our POV is like, from our perspective, it's like we're nervous because we could easily say the dumbest thing, and it's so easy to do that, you know.
Yeah.
At any point in
time, I say dumb
you could,
shit,
dude. For 30
all day.
Minutes, you could say the coolest shit, and then you say the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's over.
Well,
and
yeah,
then on
you,
the other
you
end,
say
I,
one wrong thing.
Exactly. You just fuck the whole thing up, and then on the other end, it's like
I did that. I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah.
The story. Yeah. Keep going.
Go ahead.
So, this is like right before I moved. No, this was like maybe almost a a year before I moved out here, and I was seeing this one girl, and we were going like a bunch of dates, and one day we were like, I picked her up and we drove all the way to this musical instrument museum in where I live in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And on the way back, she didn't have her seatbelt on. And I'm like, a dude, if you get in my car, you have to put your seatbelt on. I don't care, like, how far we're going.
Are you about to tell me the wrong thing you said was put your seatbelt on?
I'm about to tell you what actually, like, what, by saying that, what happened.
Okay.
So I noticed, I looked over, and I'm like, oh, I'm acting all cute and shit. I'm like, oh, put your seatbelt on, you know, like, saying like some
You said it like that?
No.
That's probably why.
Yeah. Put your seatbelt on.
Fucking
no,
weirdo.
No. I'm like, oh, you should put your seatbelt. And like, I clicked like the thing, and she goes, oh, really? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like
you're like, yes, princess.
I'm like, yeah. Hurry up. Could you please? Like, it's like one of my things when I drive in my car. Like, I don't like to leave without people having their seatbelt on. It's like, I have anxiety, but I went into this thing because like I've had some bad experiences like in cars and know people that have had some fucked up shit happen because of seatbelts, not having seatbelts.
Yeah.
So it's like, my rule is when you get in my car, you put your fucking belt on.
It should be their own rule.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've literally pulled over cars before, like my car, to like until a person puts their seatbelt on. And I was like, I said to her, she's like, well, do I have to? And I'm like, I would like you to. And I was like, I usually will pull the car over until someone puts, and she eventually, like, she put it on, and I think it just fucked everything up because, like, I was so uptight about a seatbelt, and, like, everything had been going good up to that point, and then, like, after that day, kind of went shitty.
Completely
shitty. Yeah. And it's all because I was talking about, like, making her wear a seatbelt.
I think what it was the fact that you fucking clicked the thing. That was a little intrusive and a little aggressive.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you're like, hey.
No, well, I wasn't, like, insane about it. Like I said, I was trying to be cute, but...
I think touching it was just like, was this your first date?
No.
Okay. Second?
Third or fourth.
Okay. So you were comfortable with like reaching over there? Oh, okay.
Like second or third date, I was like in her bed. Like we were just chilling. We didn't do anything. Yeah. This didn't like go anywhere. Like we like made out like once or twice, but we would like hang out and watch movies and that was type of thing.
Okay.
So we never did it. So when I said like hanging in her bed, we were like on top of the cover, on top of the sheets, like in jeans, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like the fourth and I'm like, like put your seatbelt on. I don't know, dude. I make some bad mistakes.
I don't think that's a mistake. You saved your life.
Hopefully. I mean, we didn't get into an accident, so. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? Also too, I think why I really like, what also made me do it is because like 2 days before she was supposed to come over and she had gotten into a car accident. So like also the fact that she wouldn't wear the belt.
She deserved to die. You should have just let her not put the seatbelt on. Fuck that bitch.
My ex-girlfriend, she got into a terrible car accident and she would never, after that, she would never wear a seatbelt or like, shit. Or at least when she got in my car.
Get
and,
shot.
And we're back again. Dalton was talking to his super sexy roommate.
Yes.
She's like a 10 on 10.
She's fucking. She's a 65-year-old Thai massage lady.
Nice. Do you get free massages?
Yeah, if I need it.
If you need a little release.
Yes.
Dude, I had.
She's great.
I had a massage the other day at this, probably a little Vietnamese place. It was like right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was craziest massage ever. Like they had those bars on the ceiling, so they would, like, stand on your back and, like,
fucking... Oh, I thought they were going to make you fucking stand on.
Yeah, they made me stand, and then she, like, fucking karate punched my back.
Fucking Rocky.
So she started with my feet, and then she cracked, like, there was, like, a pop, and she's like, oh, why you do that? And I'm like, and I literally go, like, I don't know. I made my foot crack or pop.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Did you hit record?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, yeah. Girls. Just being on the receiving end. Anyway, we can leave that, but that was embarrassing. Dude, I've said some embarrassing ask out stories on this podcast.
Some what?
I told an embarrassing ask out. Like I asked a girl out. I told an embarrassing story on this one time. My friend, the comedian friend, just, he's like, he like made fun of me so hard. He's like, because he I told him the story, then he basically goes, like that's how he's like mimicking me of like how I would have asked her out. I'll send it to you.
Send it. Okay.
Fuck. What should we talk about next? Do you have like hobbies?
This is your fucking
podcast. I know. What do you do for fun? Like, aside from, like,
I just,
making movies and
dude,
shit.
I don't try to, well, just because I'm out of school now.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally saved up and moved out here. There's no time to, like, fuck
around. No downtime?
Not really. I feel guilty when I'm watching a movie.
Really?
Well, if I'm watching a movie I've already seen.
Okay.
If I'm doing stuff, I feel guilty. Outside of writing or editing or shooting or something.
Really?
Because I'm just like, I could, like you said, like, I could be working on my craft. I could be working on something because I'm not in the industry. I'm not established in the industry.
Yeah.
I haven't, you know, So there's no time to waste.
I definitely respect that.
Why the fuck
that.
Am I here? I gotta go.
Do you? No, I definitely respect that. But I also feel like, because I do, I feel the same way. Like, why would I sit and watch 5 hours of Netflix in a row when I should be writing?
It's hard though. No, because, okay, see. Now, I mean, I'm going to contradict myself. I'm not saying I don't, because I do, you know, get into stuff. I'll get into a new show or I'll watch a new movie or something. Mm-hmm. Just to watch and something I'm interested in or see if I can get inspired or something. But I do that. I'm just saying that I feel guilty.
Gotcha.
So it's I'm scared to have fun.
Gotcha. Okay.
But actually, you know what? Let me just answer your fucking question. What I love to do is I love to go to DVD stores.
Oh yeah, I saw
DVD
you,
and CD stores.
About that.
I go to. I live like 5 minutes from Amoeba, record store. Mm-hmm. I go there almost at least almost every Friday.
Really?
When I'm off of work, yeah. Or after work.
Do you buy anything? You just go to look.
Most of the time, I'll leave with something, or I'll just go look.
Or do you collect?
I collect. Stuff? It's really just classics of that I consider classics. There's stuff that I would watch again and again.
Gotcha.
I collect rewatchables, and then I collect stuff that I love that I probably won't watch again, but I'm just happy to have, you know. And the slip covers matter. The fucking
Because you have a dope ass wall.
My wall's tight.
Yeah, because you. Yeah,
I thought of that
project. The 3D wall.
Yes,
it's tight.
Yes.
So do you keep adding to it?
It depends. It depends. I mean, I don't have a lot of real estate in my room.
Right.
But the walls running out of space. But the films have to be like either a sick ass cover or they have to be a movie that I really love.
Because
Like a movie I really love might not have the best cover.
Yeah.
But like I just and that's also where I take inspiration from. It's just like, you know, movies I love or whatever. I put them on my wall.
Yeah.
Like a college kid. So yeah, my wall is covered with VHS sleeves. And it's cool because it's like 3D art.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a mini poster. Instead of having a bunch of big ass college posters, you know, all around, which I do have a couple, I just get the VHS sleeve, which is like this big.
That's tight.
And I can stack them up and just make a little grid of them.
That's so cool.
And it looks so sick.
That's dope.
It's so tight.
Speaking of Pizza Planet, have you seen? No. What have you seen the trailer for? The new
four?
One?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
The first couple of them?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Do you wear that shirt ironically or do you like Toy Story?
I love Toy Story. Okay. Fuck.
Just wondering. People wear shit ironically.
That's true. No, all the fucking Rock Band t-shirts. Fuck them. Fuck those people. Unless you actually watch. You listen to Rock, but most people don't. No, I mean, it's going to be all right. I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, one's the classic.
What are your thoughts like on movies that are just remade and like the stop. Types of like superhero movies like just stop? You think they should?
Oh,
stop?
You're talking about superhero movies?
Yeah, no, I'm just talking
remakes?
About like
are
movies.
You talking about the fucking ninth Batman they're about to make?
Yeah, well, stuff like that. I mean, like, how do you?
I'm
feel?
I'm probably gonna see it.
I mean, yeah, I'll see it. I'll
it's
go
gonna,
see all those
it's gonna
movies.
Be. It's like it's just retrying. Yeah. It's just a retry. At edit, you know,
dude,
a redo.
DC needs to just give up, I think.
They're not doing it right.
Well, Aquaman was actually pretty solid.
Here's the thing. There's the Marvel people, and then there's the DC, and then hold on, then there's the DC fucking people who both sides are biased.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a friend who's so biased on DC that shits on Marvel movies. And we'll go to DC movies. And like, yeah, it wasn't bad. I'm like, dude, stop. That movie fucking sucked.
I love both. I'm a comic.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah,
I'm just watching the movie. If it's good, you know, I'm into it.
Yeah, I love. I'm a comic freak. I collect comics, both DC, Marvel, Image, you know, Japanese comics, whatever. So when I go into those movies, I go in as a comic book fan and not like a DC fan or a Marvel fan.
That's good. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Having said that, I think Marvel has their shit on lock, and DC is really fucking it up. But you'll watch a DC animated movie, and you're like, this is the best animated superhero movie I've seen. And you go watch a Marvel movie, and you're like, this is garbage. So I think their priorities are...
Time. Have you seen the latest Spider-Man movie?
Yeah. No, I haven't. I heard it's amazing,
though. What the fuck are you doing?
I just didn't see it
in theaters. Please.
Is it still in theaters?
Probably not, but you fucked up if you didn't.
I'm sure I did.
No, because it's a theater experience.
Yeah.
There's so much happening.
I heard it was amazing.
I saw it twice. Yeah, it's fucking the first time's the best, obviously, yeah. But it's fucking great.
Yeah.
But I hear you on the probably DC.
Yeah, because you watch
animation,
any DC,
it's probably dark and like
yeah,
serious.
DC animation was great. Like I remember watching like the Batman series, yeah. You know, and the Justice League, and those were tight. And then
yeah,
you
no,
watch,
those great.
I've never like a Marvel show.
No. Oh yeah. No. Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, and so they're animate like DC's animated stuff is.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with
A1.
That. 100%.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Well, look at Marvel, what they've done over the course of 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's 10 years, right? Yeah. They've established each character individually with their own films, then created the collective.
Yeah.
So you get to know the characters beforehand before you all come together as a group and watch, oh, cool. I've seen all six of those movies, now I get to see them in one.
Yeah.
Whereas DC does Batman, Superman, and then just fucking makes Justice League out of nowhere.
They almost did it. They did Superman, and then they just... Then they did Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know. I think...
No, but they didn't establish Flash.
No. They
the Green Lantern,
established
all those
it
other
like
ones.
Within 5 minutes, and they established everybody.
Yeah, no, that
but
was in one film.
I think, like, when what I think they did was like, okay, so these characters have been around for 60 years. Everyone knows who they are. Why don't we just fucking make the Justice League movie? And I think that's where they fucked up.
Yeah, this is like, they're rushing it.
Yeah,
they're just fucking.
They're trying to compete with Marvel,
of course. But
and you're too late.
they're rushing it because Marvel took its time over the course of 10 years, and then DC realized, oh fuck, wait, let's have an ensemble movie.
Yeah,
but you did it the wrong way.
Yeah,
you did it way. They're trying to put out their ensemble movie the same time Avengers is, but Avengers earned it. You can't do that with
and,
the fucking Justice
League. Justice League, the animation in it, like the visual effects, was trash. Like, did you saw it, right?
No, fuck no.
Okay,
I'm not. I saw Superman. I almost walked out. I've never walked out of a movie in my
I
life.
Have once.
Zack Snyder.
I don't like Zack Snyder movies.
I watched that one. I was like, I'm not watching. I'm not watching it again. Some fucking how I watched Batman versus Superman. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah,
that's the same thing with Anton Fuqua. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Zack Snyder anymore. The only two I like are Watchmen. And 300.
Okay.
That he did.
I haven't seen Watchmen, but 300 was pretty cool at the time that I saw it.
Yeah, at the time. I think Watchmen did set, like, the bar for as far as the hypeness of superhero movies could get. But after that, I don't... Yeah. I mean, because Marvel's been doing it for so long, they have, like, the best... Like, they're fucking Disney now, you know? It's like, they have the best... And, like, DC, they have, like... It's just...
So you're excited for the second part, the final
Endgame? Yeah, that's gonna be tight.
Isn't that a Taylor Swift song?
I don't know. I don't like Taylor Swift.
My bad.
You thought I liked Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Oh. You probably like Taylor Swift.
She's not bad.
She drives.
She's catchy.
Me,
she's not bad.
She drives me nuts. I can't stand her music.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I don't listen to
I'm
it.
I'm just giving you my opinion.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm giving you mine.
Cool.
Back.
Yeah, you can suck on your own opinion.
Oh wow, now we're getting personal. Did you date her? So is that the bitch that didn't put the seatbelt on?
Yeah. Hey Taylor.
You bitch.
Hey Tay. hey Tay Tay. Fuck, what was I gonna say?
Are you out of questions? You are out of questions.
Yeah. But most of the time
no you didn't. What is your favorite movie?
Oh,
who's your favorite director?
What's your favorite movie? You have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time.
Like if you,
I never thought I could have one, but as soon as the end credits came on, in the car over the driving car.
Oh, Cars. You like Cars, dude? Oh my god!
When the credits rolled over, and the rolled and the car kept
driving.
I'm on
Louise.
Good Will Hunting became my favorite movie
really?
Of all time. All time.
All time?
Excuse me. That I've seen thus far.
Okay. How about of all time, though?
Yeah, of all time.
Oh,
but,
shit.
I mean, I
time.
Haven't seen all of them. So, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Good Will Hunting is my favorite. My most favorite.
Cool.
And it's great that it's a rewatchable as well.
Yeah.
I can just... There's so many great scenes in there.
Yeah.
I just keep watching. That's my favorite movie of all time.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I think mine is Inglourious Basterds.
I didn't ask.
I'm giving it to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds. That's my favorite movie of all
Did
time.
Did you know Adam Sandler was supposed to be casted?
Yeah,
as
the
Bear
Jew.
Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
it was a
was
conflict
like,
or
I was
something.
Like, I don't fucking yeah. He was doing Punch Drunk Love or
something.
Punch Drunk Love or something like that. But I was like, thinking about it, I was like, I remember when I heard that, I was like, fuck no, man. Yeah. That would have been weird.
Eli Roth did a great job.
You liked him?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought I did. And I was like, Adam would have been weird. And then I watched Inglourious Basterds recently, and Eli Roth, he's like a Barry Bonds. He's fucking huge, and his voice is like,
he's a little high.
Teddy Williams knocks it out of the park. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Isn't anyone, everyone from Boston like that though? Like, look at my Mark Wahlberg. Like, hey, we're gonna go work out, yeah. You know, it's like he's this buff dude, and he's like,
oh, I don't know. He was, that dude was too big to fucking have a voice like that.
Hey, let's
anyway,
go.
But anyway. But anyway, and then and why then my knee while like recently, because I was trying to get you to shut the fuck up. So anyway, I was watching, and I'm like, now that I'm thinking about it, I really, really want to see Adam Sandler.
I would like to just see what that looks like,
dude. Think about it. When he's like, not that. He doesn't do that every time. I want to see the fucking you're gonna die, Clark. I want to see that.
Like an insane.
Here comes the bear Jew, and here comes fucking Adam Sandler, and he's like, "You like that? You know what I mean? Just fucking smacking him with the fucking bat and beating his ass."
But I wonder if like it would have been
the angry Adam Sandler would have been fucking awesome.
I wonder though.
Somebody get this kid out.
If
all right,
if Adam Sandler was, I wonder if it would have been like too comical, because it's like Adam Sandler, and you expect him to be funny. Right, so I wonder if like if that would have ruined the moment, versus some Nazi just getting his head cracked open by
a bat. But it's still comical when Eli Roth does it. They cut to a wide, and he goes, because it's all dread, it's all this tension, and then he goes boom, and as soon as he knocks him, all the tension's gone, and then it cuts to the wide, and you see everybody on their rock perched just watching, and then he shows his personality, and he goes, Teddy fucking Williams knocks it out of the park. And you just start laughing because you're like, I thought this dude was going to be hard as fuck, but he like has this high-pitched voice. And I didn't know he was going to like do that. It was funny. So I think it was comical regardless. Okay. Eli Roth is funny in it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I wanted to see like Adam Sandler like go instead of high-pitched be like, boom. Yeah, baby, you like it. You like where that came from. I got to know where that came from. Just, I don't know, that would have been fucking
it
awesome.
Been, I think, yeah, it definitely would have been a different
At character. First, I was like, that would have been stupid. But now that I think about it, if it would have been if you would have been strictly just mad Adam Sandler, it might have been fucking awesome. Personally. But anyway.
Huh. Yeah, but that's my favorite movie.
Nice.
My favorite comedy is Blazing Saddles.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you ever seen that?
I started to watch it, and it just didn't make me laugh.
Oh, dude, really? Dude, Mel Brooks is a comedian genius.
Great stuff. But I don't know. I the cover is sick.
Yeah.
It's
one of my favorite posters. I want to get it.
Yeah, it looks great. You should.
I want to get some
white wall. I want to get like shit.
I want to get like one of my
on camera.
One of my it does. One of my ideas is to get like from this end to that end. It's just different. Like my favorite movie posters.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like
and like
line it up like a museum.
But like put them like in like nice frames.
No, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think it'd be tight.
Yeah, no, especially it since sure.
It'd be a nice backdrop for the podcast too.
Oh, it'd be sick. It'd be sick. You should do that.
Yeah, I'm going to. I gotta convince him to do it.
So I mean, he'd rather have just the white fucking walls.
I'm like, hey, you half can be movies you like, half can be I like.
Yeah,
you know,
pick four. I'll pick
exactly.
Four. Boom. There you go.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite director?
I don't have a favorite one. The one that I'm most enamored with is Spielberg. Just out of pure, like I said, with the fame thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just so, like when he comes out with a new movie, I'm like, oh, I'm not like, oh my God, fuck, I gotta go see this. Yeah. I'm not a fan in that sense. I love his stuff, but I'm like again, I don't know. I just respect the.
I feel that.
And I love to hear that man talk. If you listen to interviews and stuff, he's got a cool fucking voice.
Yeah.
And he's like, the way he talks is like so, I don't know. You can just learn a lot. And there's certain people that are just like cool to listen to, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just fucking, you can hear them talk all day.
Yeah, that's why I've been taking masterclass. Like, and just I listen to Martin Scorsese. I listen
to Ron Howard. He's a great one.
And just listening to those guys talk about film and like their process is just.
You got a favorite? What's your favorite?
My favorite is Tarantino.
Really?
But recently, the Coen brothers have, it's been neck and neck, Tarantino and Coen brothers. I just love the way the Coen brothers, like, create characters. And, like, even they're, like, even the character that's on screen for, like, one scene is, like, so
unique.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, like, I'm like, how do I do that? But they're, like, they're, their style of filmmaking is so,
it's great.
Just so different and uniquely them. Like, when you, you'll be watching, you're like, oh, Coen brothers. You know, it's like, yeah, you don't even think twice.
Right, right.
I mean, if you know movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like right now it's a toss-up between Tarantino will always be my favorite, but right now, like, I always find new people like to like learn from, and right now it's like the Coen brothers is just enamored by their films. And
yeah,
did you see the Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's different. It's an anthology, so it's like there's like five or so different stories within.
Okay,
so it's like segmented. It's like 20-minute pieces in a feature film.
Oh, okay.
And the only thing that keeps them together is like the Wild West.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so nice. It's a different story, and it's I've never seen anything like that. And I just listened to an interview with the guy that played Buster Scruggs. I forget his name, but
the guy from Holes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, that guy. But he was saying that so when he after he did the movie Oh Brother Where Art Thou, mm-hmm, like back years yeah ago,
1943.
Basically like 15 years ago, he said that Joel had the, he's like, he had the script for Buster Scruggs, and it was like a 20 pages,
oh, wow,
20 pages. He's like, so I have the script and I want you to do it.
I'm not going to make it till 2018.
Yeah. Well, he goes, but we only have this one and it's going to be an anthology and we'll let you know when we finish it, like finish the rest of the stories. He's like, I didn't know it would take 15 years, but I've been on board for 15 years. So it's crazy. You know, I don't know. It's like the, how they like, because they take so long to like
yeah
craft their characters.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And they have so many memorable lines like in Big Lebowski, like
Big Lebowski, so Fargo. Much,
yeah. Fargo.
All those stuff.
And like
No Country.
Yeah. It's nuts. So I'm going to fucking nose whistle now. but yeah, so I do get inspired by a lot of, I think it changes depending on my mood. Like for a while it used to be Wes Anderson. Tarantino, like I said, is always, he's the reason I became a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Django.
Do you go to the New Bev a lot?
No,
I've go never been there. Do you know what the fuck the New Bev is?
Is that what you posted about the other day?
Do you know what that is?
No.
I'm gonna make you happy.
Okay.
The New Bev.
Yeah.
Is Tarantino's theater.
Really?
He owns it.
Why didn't I know about this?
I don't know. It's on Beverly Boulevard.
Okay.
And,
is this where you went and saw Pulp Fiction?
This is where I went and saw Pulp Fiction, The Godfather Part 2. Every month, a calendar is released, and it shows all of his favorite films. Classics. All classics, too.
That's dope.
And they're all on film. They're all dumb original prints from okay, that
gotta,
from that
I gotta,
time.
I got to start going there.
They're, it's so sick. The audio is like, you can hear the old flicker,
oh,
the scratch.
Yeah.
The last one I went to see was Godfather 2, Part mm-hmm 2, and it was one of the original prints where it was like all the original colors before it got remastered mm and fucked with.
Yeah.
So it was the original thing that the director signed off on. And they always come out with this presentation in the beginning. The guy comes out and says, hey everybody, thank you for coming out tonight to the New Bev, or tonight we're showing this film, blah blah blah. It's one of the original prints, yada yada. It's a little worn, it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a real thing. It's not like all touched up to where it's like perfect, but that's what makes it unique, is like there's flickers and there's like,
yeah,
sometimes the fucking film skips.
That's what I love about,
but
film.
But it's so sick. It's so it, yeah, not a lot of times, but it sometimes it happens. But it's so cool. Mm. It's very unique.
That's
and there's little souvenirs and shit. They're free there. Like, I got a Pulp Fiction postcard. That's on the cool back. It says New Bev. It says Pulp Fiction and the dates that it showed. It's actually showing this Friday.
Oh, cool!
I'll show you the Instagram post.
Yeah, I gotta go check that out. That sounds awesome.
Let me show you, dude.
That's one of the things I like about Tarantino, is that his that he likes to keep, not the restoration, but you know, that he like keeps the film, like him and like a few other directors.
Oh no, and he shows trailers too. He shows trailers that correlate with either the film itself, like the style, the theme, or an actor that's in it. So I went and saw Reservoir Dogs, and it showed a bunch of Harvey Keitel trailers. Cool. And all those trailers are on the film, too, so he finds those somehow. But look, see, so this one says his personal 35mm print of Pulp Fiction. So this is his personal one. So the one that he has at home.
That's so cool.
That one's showing.
That's awesome.
At the New Bev this Friday. And tickets are cheap. They're like $10.
That's sick. I mean, that's awesome. What did I just say? That's sick.
It's crazy, dude.
That's sick.
So I can't wait until they show like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
You
like Westerns?
Yeah. I'm gonna I can't wait until they show that one. I can't wait. They already showed Jaws, but I couldn't make it. They're retarded. They showed like Jaws at like 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's stupid.
When people are fucking in traffic. Possible to get to. But yeah, you should check it out.
Yeah, I definitely want to.
I'm taking my girl when she comes in March.
Nice.
But I gotta wait till the calendar comes out, right? So you can. It's a whole calendar and it shows like all the films and shit that come on the thing. It's so tight. I'm you're like, check oh, I you circle the date and you go to that one. It's super cool.
That's awesome. I'm definitely checking that out. Yeah, the way he writes his characters, the way he like writes his stories, everything about it.
Let me ask you something. This is not to shit on Tarantino, because I love Tarantino too.
Yeah. Everyone has their opinion.
Have you seen The Thing?
No.
I want you to watch The Thing.
Okay. Because that's one of his favorite movies, right?
Yes. I love that movie. Watch The Thing.
Okay.
And then watch, you've seen The Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Watch The Hateful Eight right after that.
Okay.
And tell me if you don't feel a certain way.
Okay.
Just do that.
All right. I'll do that. I'll do that this weekend.
Here's the thing. I feel like if you watch movies that Tarantino loves,
they
you might
correlate.
Be like, fuck. You might feel a little let down.
Why? Because he like kind of copies old films?
He doesn't just, yeah.
He's admitted to it.
I know, but he just straight pulls from the shit.
Well, you know Pulp Fiction, that whole dance scene was a dance scene from a different movie.
I imagine. Did you know that the heart plunge scene was from this documentary that Scorsese made with, have you seen Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Do you know the guy, Fast Eddie? It's, I forget his name, but he's the guy that sells all the guns.
Mm-hmm. Harvey Keitel?
No.
Harvey Keitel
he sells all the guns. It's a small little, it's a small little thing. Anyway, Scorsese did like a little documentary with him. Anyway, that guy tells a story. I was listening to this podcast and the guy goes, Paul Scheer goes, he goes, tell me if this story sounds familiar. And they play the sample, the audio track. And it's that guy from Taxi Driver. And he's like, yeah, man. So like one time me and a couple friends were with this girl and she OD'd, man. And, she OD'd right there in front of us. And, we got out this little OD Bible, this book that tells us how to like revive somebody. And it said, you know, you got to get this big fat needle, and it's like really big, so you gotta plunge down on it. You gotta plunge down on the person who OD'd really hard, right in the chest plate. And then you also gotta get a big fat marker. So I got a big fat marker, and I swear to God, and I made a little circle on it on her chest, and I plunged down in this downward motion, and boom, I put it down. She snapped right out of it. And then he come back to the podcast, and he's like, "What do you think of that?" And I was like, "Motherfuck, that's crazy." So, like, I know he's inspired by a lot of stuff, but watch The Thing and then watch.
Yeah, I will.
Hateful Eight. It's like,
because
pissed me off.
Really?
Dude, I love Tarantino. You might like him, love him more, but I really do. That's why it pissed me off so much.
Hmm.
If I didn't love him the way I did,
yeah,
it wouldn't have pissed me off as much, but it pissed me off.
Dude,
he used the score that's in Hateful Eight is unused stuff from The Thing. Because he used
Ennio Morricone made the score for Hateful
Eight. Hateful Eight, but he all original score, but he also used pieces from The Thing that were not in The Thing. Like, so he took from that, and it's just essentially the same concept and like premise.
Do you like? Because other like, directors have
the
done
whole
that.
Movie, not a scene. Yeah. The whole movie.
Okay. I'll watch it because I'm like,
God damn it!
Because other directors have done that where they've taken. Like George Lucas in Phantom Menace when the Gungans are coming up and the droids are coming the other way. Like that's a scene from Akira Kurosawa movie.
Oh yeah.
So it's like
I'm sure everybody does it. Everybody is inspired by things. For sure. Absolutely. I don't know. I think he's just creative in the way that he crafts, because he writes his own shit.
Yeah.
And then he takes and shots and stuff. And
like,
and
everything that he writes is like, that's it. Like, there's no room for improv. It's
right.
Like, you, same thing with the Coen brothers. Like, you know how, like, when,
if a character... Oh, you're not fucking with it. Or Wes.
Huh?
Or Wes.
Oh, Wes. Yeah. Yeah. But like, even like, you know, if like a character in the Coen brothers goes like, you know,
yeah, the
that's
little
all,
stutters.
That's all, like, I've seen their script. It's written in the script that it goes like,
yeah. No. Yeah. Because that's either like a pun, not a punchline, but it's a setup. It's just the delivery is the joke.
Right.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
So, absolutely. Like, that shit's crazy. So, it, like, makes me think about, like, when I write, which I just actually wrote my first feature.
You did?
Yeah, I just finished it.
It's
done. Finished the first draft.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's like, right now it's 75 pages. I'd like it to be a little bit longer.
Yeah, you got
to
push that.
But I want to keep it no more than an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right now it's 75.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was, yeah, I've tried to write. I have, like, three others that are half done, but this one, I just...
It's 15 like, more pages.
Yeah, but this one, I was like, there was something about it that just made me focus. I wrote the whole thing in like a month.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's discipline.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
Kevin
tough.
Smith wrote a full script in 2 days one time. I think he wrote Dogma in 2 days.
I wish I could have that type of inspiration.
Because like, you think of it, you're like, dude, this story's sick. You can write it in 2 days. And then like, I tried it. I'm like, nah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said with that fire documentary, like I had such a clear vision that I edited.
Did you call it fire?
In eight.
And put it on Hulu. Is that what you mean? It's on Hulu now.
No.
Fire festival.
Hulu.
The fire festival.
No. Just kidding. Oh yeah.
Trying to make a joke.
I got you. No, I got
I
you.
Get with it, man.
No, I got you. I got you. No, I had such a clear vision that I fucking edited it in like 2 days, six or 8 hours.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
And it was like 3 hours of footage. And I was like going through it, and I just pieced it together. I had to make it within 4 to 5 minutes. It was tough.
Gotcha.
Because I had to cut out so much shit.
I think that like when shit like that comes to you and you're like, you just see the vision so clearly, I feel like you're just able to like.
Bust it
do
out.
It yeah, because like you want that momentum to keep going and going and going. You're like, yeah, I'm done, you know,
and I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Yeah,
never happens.
It'll happen.
You just gotta keep plugging away. You gotta keep plugging away. I can't wait for this.
You have one idea that I can't wait to see done, and that we talk about a lot every now and then.
I can't wait, dude.
So
oh wait,
not the short film,
the feature film. Jesus.
Yeah
I have a couple two that are great.
But
I feel they're funny.
But yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Well, I think you got any last thoughts? You gonna suck off the mic one more time? Do you have like any thoughts of inspiration for people that are like wanting to become filmmakers? Like, what would you say to your younger self, like now being out here and like doing shit? And do you have any like advice for your younger self or for other kids or people that are like trying to get into filmmaking or like people that are stuck and they just want to get into like their craft?
The biggest advice that I give is just like, you know, this stems from the beginning of the episode was just, be ambitious, try shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go after things. Ask questions. Ask. What I mean by ask questions is like, if you want to be a part of something, or you want to like, you're trying to go after something.
Yeah.
In terms of like, you want to film. You want to film in this location, or you want to, you love the way, or you want to film not just this location, but you want to film this activity that these people do. Just just ask.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just keep working on shit. I don't really have good advice. I'm stupid.
No, that's good. I mean, takeaways, like we said,
it's
if
just,
you don't ask, it's going to be no.
That's right.
So
if you don't ask, it's a no.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, hey, man, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to cut that shit down. That's like 2.5 hours.
Well, it's an hour and a half.
You're gonna put this whole thing up?
I'll cut some out because we stopped for a few minutes.
You're gonna cut out this. Okay.
Cut some stuff out. Don't worry.
What about some of the rambling?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I'll make you look like a fool.
Are or not?
No, I might. I definitely will.
Just random cuts.
Any social media you want people to check out?
If you want, I figured out my website. It's Dalton, Dalton Ibarra, Ibarra, .wixsite.com, UBH. It's cool. It's my website. It has everything.
Dope. I'll put a link. Link below.
I made it myself.
Awesome. Good for you, dude. Proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I worked a while on it.
And you have all your short films up there, too?
All short films.
Dope.
Projects.
Cool.
Photography.
Nice. I'll have to check some of your stuff out.
Yes. Never seen IMDb it. Is up
I don't
there.
Look at your stuff. I just, like, pretend to, like.
You don't have to.
I, like it and then swipe
it. I only
like,
want
like.
People to who want to watch it to watch it.
Cool, man. Well,
maybe I'll watch it. This is fucking weird. Instagram, Twitter. No, fuck that. Who cares? No,
you don't want
that? No, I don't want it.
All right, well,
I'm not that interested.
If you want, you can follow me on Instagram at Harrison Berger, Twitter at Harrison C. Berger. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you look to the left on the video, which you should subscribe to on YouTube, Dalton was twisting his nips. Thank you so much for
looking to the right.
Oh, no. Well, to my left.
Your left there, right?
Camera right. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining us. Dalton, thank you for being here. I don't know what you're doing, but I'll see you next week, guys. Love ya. Cut.